This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Portions of this program are pre-recorded.
This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hey, thanks a lot for stopping by. Boy, there's a ton going on. There is a move in Michigan to pass legislation. If you're in Michigan, you need to hear this interview, the hour number two. To pass legislation that would get you in huge trouble if you dared misgender somebody. I mean a felony. I'm talking about criminal charges. I'm talking about a $10,000 fine if you dare do a few things that are exactly what you think they are. They're free speech. I'm talking about if you say something about a trans person and you misgender them, about illegal immigration, about BLM protesters, or refuse to use someone's preferred pronouns, you could be charged with a felony and a $10,000 fine if these idiots get their way. I really want you to understand that's what's going on. In my second state, Michigan, I don't understand why these people think they can usurp the First Amendment. There's a real push there. We also have a colonel on who's just written a book about the deep state, and he outlines exactly who should be in trouble, how much trouble it should be in, and what we as Americans can do to stop it, even on a Tuesday.
All aboard!
Yep.
I.
That's Carrie Lockie. How you doing, Carrie?
No, I'm all right.
Nice TV behind you today. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Hope we'll get it done. Ba-do-do. That is Sam. Ba-do-do. Ba-ba-da, ba-ba-da, ba-da, ba-ba-da. The people literally wait for it.
But that's how it goes.
Sam, not doing it. She's not doing it. Whatever. What am I going to do? All right. Glad to have you here at the Joe Pags Show. Dave Kallman from the Great Lakes Justice Center. He'll be on to talk about the ridiculous move in Michigan. Colonel John Mills will be on. Talk about his new book that outs the deep state and what he says should happen about it. Going to get into a story that Carrie sent a little while ago about crack pipes, because this is the country we are now. We'll have that for you in a second. But first, I'm going to read an email in its entirety that I just got from somebody a little while ago. And I got to tell you something. I will read the emails that are sent to me. I'll enjoy them. Some very, very complimentary. Some are insulting. Some are whatever. But the ones that threaten me usually are the ones that I like to read. If they threaten, they're not going to listen anymore.
Okay.
Unless
I
get in line somehow.
All right.
I better
get
in line, or else because he's a conservative guy. And I better get in line, because if I don't, there are other choices out there. So I've got to change how I produce the show, what I think, what my opinion is, what facts they are that we're doling out every day on this program. I've got to change that, or else this guy will be mad at me.
Oh, no.
For those who are watching, look off to my right. That's where my email is. This is from a guy. I'm not going to mention his name because he probably wants me to. I'm not going to. Thank you for your contribution to conservatism. But what you said a while ago on your show was not the truth. Joe Biden is not your president. He is not my president. In fact, he's nobody's president because he was not legitimately elected. The mail-in ballots, the illegal changes in voting laws in many states, the ballot harvesting, and many other underhanded and outright illegal practices of the left in 2020 testify to this truth. Therefore, Joe Biden is not due the same respect or title as President Trump, who is the true legitimate current president of the United States. Please be clear about this on your show, as I have many alternative hosts whom I can listen to. Thanks.
What are you going to do?
I think I have to change everything now.
I think you do.
You don't want to lose this guy.
No, absolutely not. Are you kidding me?
Hmm. Let me just very, very respectfully say, for the last line alone, you can pucker up, pick a cheek, and kiss my ass. That, just that alone. Because there are several other hosts on when I'm on. Go find one that will capitulate to your desires. Go find one that will pretend Donald Trump is the legitimate president right now, and he somehow can make executive orders, and he can sign bills, and he can go and fly around in Air Force One. It's weird. He's not doing any of those things because he's not the president right now. Now, the reason why I say Joe Biden is the president is not because I think he won in 2020. I know the interference that went on in 2020. In fact, I'm one of the hosts with a set big enough. And by that, I mean the set of China we used to eat on. The set big enough to say it over and over. I am unafraid to lose my career. I'm unafraid to lose my income. I'm unafraid. I have been telling the truth about the 2020 election since day one. If you listen to my show ever, you would know that. But whether you like it or not, and whether I like it or not, and I don't, Joe Biden was sworn in as the president of the United States and was inaugurated. That stops any foolishness you have to say in your childish, dumb email. Now, again, I don't mind an email that questions what I say. I don't mind an email that wants to debate me. I'm not going to debate you on email. You can call the show. But I don't mind emails that say, I don't like what you did the other day. That's fine. But an email that on the last line says, I need to make something clear, or else there are alternative hosts that you can choose to listen to. I don't want you to listen to my show. You're not smart enough to listen to my show. You're not deep enough. You don't listen well enough to listen to my show. You don't understand the value that my show brings to the majority of those who listen. Maybe you don't like the parodies. Maybe you don't like chocolate voice. Maybe you don't like my face. Doesn't really matter to me. What matters is you're going to start out the email by telling me thank you for your conservatism. And you're going to end the email with saying, I'm going to shut you off if you don't do what I say. So let me spell this out again, something I've been saying since 2020. Carrie, if I waver or if I change from anything that you've heard me say, let me know.
I will.
Okay. In 2020, let's forget about the voting machines, the Dominion machines. Let's forget about those. In 2020, there was interference to stop Donald Trump from winning again. The interference was they hid Hunter Biden's laptop. They had it for a full year in the DOJ. The New York Post reported on it in October, and it was squelched by Twitter, Facebook, all the mainstream media, and the DOJ that was working in cahoots with the online services like Twitter and Facebook. Also in 2020, Mark Zuckerberg spent nearly $500 million to put Zucker boxes out where people could put their ballots in instead of having to go to a polling place or to an official box. Every single ballot in those boxes should have been disqualified. I've been clear on this since day one. In any state where the law of the state wasn't that you accept mail-in balloting, if they accepted mail-in balloting, not one of those ballots should have been counted. But they were. So clearly, just because Hunter Biden's laptop, 16% said that they wouldn't have voted for Biden had they known. Now we hear about this FD 1023, which is the document that the FBI has. They've had it since July of 2020. Had that been out there about how corrupt Biden and his family are, that also would have changed the outcome of the election. Do I think the election was stolen from Donald Trump? Yes. Did Joe Biden get inaugurated and is he the president? Yes. Now, the fact that you aren't deep enough and intellectual enough and intuitive and inquisitive enough to understand what I just said to be true, I can please go find the guy who's on at 6 going on the radio, because that's the guy for you. You know what I'm saying, Carrie?
I know what you're saying.
There's probably a guy out there saying that, right?
Very clear. Oh, I'm sure.
Radio. That's the guy for him.
Yeah.
I think that's the guy. And he's probably available. I don't know who or where, but he probably is.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want somebody who's going to deeply get into these discussions, debate people on it every day, really give you the truth and just shoot straight, I'm the guy. If you can't handle that Donald Trump isn't really the president, whether you want him to be or not, and I want him to be, and that Joe Biden really is the president, if you can't handle that, I can't help you. Let me read that last line again. Please be clear about this on your show, as I have many alternative hosts whom I can listen to. Thanks. It should be to whom I can listen, because you ended it with a to, which you're ending a sentence with a preposition, you doofus. Carrie, have I been direct with this guy, you think?
Very much so, yes. My guess is he will be looking for that other talk show host.
Well, there's probably somebody out there going, Trump's the president. Listen, I think Donald Trump won. Had we done it fairly, and had they not accepted all these ballots, had they not, because again, just by state laws, millions of ballots should not have been counted. But they were, and he was inaugurated. So you can't deny that he is your president. Guess what, emailer, whom I'm not going to name. He's your president. I don't care if you like it. Doesn't matter to me. He is. Now, if you want to do something about it, make sure that he's not the president after 24. Get out there and make sure people hear you. Don't write to the generic talk show host who, I don't think you barely ever listened to my show if you thought that I didn't believe what I just said I believe. Don't just write me. Go and talk to your neighbor. Go and talk to your coworker. Go and talk to your church members. Go and talk to the PTA at school. Go and talk to anybody you can find and fill their ear with, here's what's wrong with this country and here's how you fix it. Fill their ears with, here's what's going on and it's Biden's fault, here's why. Go do something other than threaten me, because losing you, as much as I want everybody to listen to my show, I will not think about it again when I'm done with this conversation. But you'll have to deal with the fact that you're not turning on a guy that's been telling you the truth the entire time you've listened, if you've even listened. Carrie, I get the feeling from a guy like that who hasn't listened very much, maybe caught me, this is probably like 3 or 4 days ago, where I said Biden's the president whether you like it or not. Yeah. I get the feeling that a guy like that hasn't really listened much, because he doesn't have the depth and the girth of what it is that we talk about here.
Doesn't know you, probably. Doesn't really listen to the show a whole lot, maybe.
Pucker it up, is all I'm saying. All right, let's get into the good news about vending machines for some people. I just find this to be great news, because if you can go to a vending machine and get one of these things, we are set in America. What do you have?
Actually, I have some breaking news right now.
Go ahead, what do you have?
And this is from our news wire, 24/7 Metro source. Several people have been shot on the campus of Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond. According to multiple reports, at least 4 people were hit by gunfire as a high school graduation was being held in the area. The situation still developing. No word on the extent of their injuries. Right now, there is a heavy police presence in downtown Richmond as authorities search for whomever was responsible for the shooting.
Appreciate that update. Okay, we're going to keep you updated on that as the breaking news develops throughout the program. Keep in mind, we start the show 6 p.m. Eastern time, so you might not have a lot. You might have a lot more information by the time you hear the show if the show is run later. So keep that in mind. We will come back. Listen, Sam, I'll take calls from people who want to discuss, who want to tell me that Joe Biden's not the president. I would love to hear those calls. That's fine. We'll open it up for that. After the bottom, we'll talk about the new vending machines that are going to blow your mind. And before we hit the break, I want to say thanks to Jim and all the great people over at KSRO in Santa Rosa, California. We're back on. We were on for a long time. We were away for a long time. We're back on. They're running us live now, 3 to 6 p.m. Pacific time in beautiful Santa Rosa, California. I love being on there. I love that we're back. Jim, thanks a million for being a good guy. When we left, he said, listen, love the show. Love what you guys do. You know, something happens, we'll bring it back around, and here we are. Thank you for doing that, and everybody in that part of California, really glad to be back. Your thoughts when we come back, 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Stay right here.
Joe Pags.
Hi, great to have you. It is 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. Yes, Joe Biden is the president of the United States. Donald Trump is not the president of the United States. I've explained why Trump should have won and why Biden should not have been inaugurated. I've explained that. I think, gone through more extensively than anybody else I have heard anywhere, radio, TV, any format, anywhere, podcast, doesn't matter. I've gone into how Joe Biden benefited from January 6th and Donald Trump did not. I talked about what was going to happen on January 6th, but they stopped it because of the riot. And we're still not allowed to ask who Ray Epps is. So if you've got some question about who the president is, or you want to make the argument that Biden is not really the president, I'll hear you. Had somebody call in, attempting to call me out, but then hung up during the break, feel free to call back if you want to ask me that question. That'll be fine. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. I am a father of five, and I love steak. That's the deal. Father's Day is coming up. I want steak. I'm not asking for all. Don't give me a tie, pair of sneakers. Give me a card if you want. Give me some steak. Your dad wants it. If you're a dad, you know that you want steak as well. OmahaSteaks.com. Go there right now. Enter the code PAGS, P-A-G-S, in the search bar, and you'll be able to order dad's favorite gift package for just $99.99. Plus, you're going to get 8 free Omaha Steaks burgers with your order. These burgers taste like a steak on a bun and are ultra lean and pack a bold, intense, beefy flavor. Here's the deal. Save over 60% on dad's favorite grill pack. You're going to get 4 bacon wrapped filet mignons, 4 premium air chilled boneless chicken breasts, 4 pork chops, 4 gourmet jumbo franks, 4 made from scratch caramel apple tartlets, and Omaha Steak seasoning, which is awesome on everything. Plus the 8 free Omaha Steaks burgers for just $99.99. Go right now to omahasteaks.com, put in PAGS, P-A-G-S, in the search bar, and order the dad's favorite gift package for Father's Day today. Omahasteaks.com, keyword PAGS, in the search bar. Make it happen. All right, 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. The guy I called out called back. James, what's going on in Kentucky? Hi.
Hey, how are you doing?
Living the dream,
thanks,
man. What's happening?
My call.
You bet. What's happening?
I just wanted to make a point, and I'm not really trying to call you out, but
you can.
The fact that you're so adamant about Joe Biden being our president, why is it that a lot of times when you do your parodies or when you know, making points about Joe Biden, you call him the resident?
Right.
I mean,
is he not?
Like I told the screener, I am not in no way a fan of Joe Biden,
right.
Period. But I don't even think he deserves any of the recognition.
Okay. So you want to know why I call
make that point?
Is he not the resident?
Yes, but I think when you say resident, it's more of a defiant term of he doesn't deserve the term president.
Well, he doesn't because, again, I explained it. If all things were fair on that November day in 2020, he would not have won. He would not have been inaugurated. But he was inaugurated. He is the president of the United States. But I also say the resident line, to be honest with you, James, because I don't think he's running it. I think Obama's running it. I think Susan Rice may have been running it. I think Michelle Obama could be running it. I think that Chuck Schumer could be running it. So I don't think he acts in the capacity as president of the United States. But if somebody asks me, and it's a life and death situation, who the president was, it's Joe Biden. Well, I don't like it, but it's true. But yes, I do. I say resident of the White House because I do want to denigrate the fact that he's the president. I know that he is. But I don't think that he serves in that capacity, and I want to take away from that as much as I can, but I would never deny that he's the president. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir, very much so.
All right, brother, I appreciate you, James. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, he's not really calling me out, I guess. You know what I mean? He's not calling me out, but he wanted to question why I say resident because, A, I think it's funny because it sounds like president, oddly, and B, because I don't think he deserves the kind of respect of calling him the president every time deserves. But do I know who the president is? Yes. Do I know who was inaugurated? Of course. Do I know what happened on that on January 6th? Yep. I've explained it a million times. So calling him the resident or calling him clumsy Joe or whatever, corrupt Joe, calling him a pedophile, which I think he is, calling him the worst president we've ever had. I'll do that constantly. I'll do all that stuff. But it doesn't take away from the fact that allegedly he won the election. And you can't even argue about it anymore because they allowed it to be certified and they allowed him to be inaugurated. Keep in mind, January 6th was the time that the House and the Senate could have rejected certification, could have challenged it, and moved on. The next step would have been constitutionally, you could have had a revote if it got to that point. But they stopped. Now, keep in mind, you know, Jamie Raskin and Maxine Waters and a lot of people have been challenging elections when Republicans win. Nobody said a word. But when the right challenges, suddenly it's an insurrection. So listen, I'm completely hip to what would happen on January 6th. I'm completely hip to what happened on January 20th when he was inaugurated. I know who the president of the United States is. I don't like it. And at every turn, I will insult him. Because A, it's my job as I think a commentator to tell you how I really feel about it and why I feel that way. And B, I'm a free liberated American who can say anything he wants, anything. You're like, well, why don't you curse on the radio? Well, that's an FCC thing. These are the public airwaves. I can't curse. But trust me, off the airwaves, I curse plenty. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. You're going to find out about the vending machines that are now located in some places in America from Carrie after we come back from the break. We'll get an update on that story out of, what was it, Virginia, Carrie?
Yes, Richmond, Virginia.
Okay, we'll have that for you when we'll come back as well. Keep it here. Joe Pags Show coming back.
You're listening to Joe Pags.